DOJ, cocaine residue found on Hunter Biden's gun pouch. By Wendell Hasebo on January 17, 2024. Authorities found cocaine residue on Hunter Biden's gun pouch in 2018. The Justice Department, DOJ, revealed in a new filing Tuesday, hindering his legal defense against three gun charges. Prosecutors used the evidence of cocaine residue to urge the judge presiding over his gun case to reject Hunter's request for the judge to dismiss the matter. Hunter faces three criminal charges related to his possession of a firearm. The indictment did not include any Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, or tax violations. To be clear, investigators literally found drugs on the pouch where the defendant had kept his gun, prosecutors wrote. An FBI chemist determined the substance was cocaine, court filings said. Hunter previously acknowledged he used crack cocaine and smoked Parmesan cheese. His legal defense claims the president's son did not break the law. Lawyers also contend the president's son was selectively charged for political reasons. The DOJ pushed back on Hunter's claim. There is no evidence to support his allegation that the executive branch, led by his father, President Biden, and its Justice Department, led by the Attorney General appointed by his father, authorized prosecution by the U.S. Attorney and special counsel of their choosing for an improper political purpose, the DOJ argued. The charges in this case are not trumped up or because of former President Trump. They are instead a result of the defendant's own choices and were brought in spite of, not because of, any outside noise made by politicians, prosecutors argued. Hunter refused in July to accept a plea deal laid out by prosecutors after negotiations fell apart due to questioning by Judge Mary Ellen Norica about the diversion agreement. The agreement afforded Hunter the ability to plead guilty for not paying taxes on more than $1.5 million in income in 2017 and 2018, receiving probation rather than jail time. In addition, Weiss devised a separate diversion agreement that gave Hunter immunity from potential future charges, including a provision to essentially wipe a felony gun violation from his record. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.